to Congress for help. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to members of Congress today seeking help for his country as Russia continues shelling cities. In a speech live-streamed into the Capitol complex, he made a direct appeal to President Biden, calling him the leader of a great nation.
I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Zelensky showed lawmakers an emotional video of the destruction and devastation his country has suffered in the war.
I see no sense in life if it cannot stop the deaths. And this is my main mission as the leader of my people.
Zelensky urged allied leaders to stop Russian airstrikes that have devastated his country. President Biden today providing details about additional assistance for Ukraine, promising another $800 million in security assistance. It includes money for anti-armor and air defense weapons. Fed officials will be wrapping up their two-day policy meeting this afternoon amid 40-year high inflation and concerns that Russia's invasion of Ukraine could hurt global economic growth.
It's expected that the central bank will be sticking to its plan for a cycle of rate hikes this year, starting with a quarter percentage point increase today. Analysts and investors will also be looking for clarity on how the war in Ukraine, which is driving up energy and commodity prices while aggravating supply chain bottlenecks, could force Fed officials to ratchet up the number of rate increases this year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Americans slowed their spending last month as prices for food, gas, and just about everything else continued to rise. Retail sales increased 0.3% in February, according to the Commerce Department, after a 4.9% jump in January. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Last weekend's ritual of setting the clocks ahead an hour could be the last under a plan approved by the Senate.
Without a vote and without any objections, the Senate approved a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent.
So we're doing this back and forth of clock changing.
Florida Republican Marco Rubio is a sponsor of the legislation, arguing there are reasons beyond just that inconvenience to stick with daylight saving time.
I see an increase in heart attacks and car accidents and pedestrian accidents in the week that follow the changes.
Any permanent time change still needs approval in the House. No vote there is yet scheduled. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Japan's prime minister has announced plans to fully lift coronavirus restrictions on Monday as new infections driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant slow. The COVID-19 restrictions are currently in place in 18 prefectures, including the Tokyo area. A Tennessee man on death row will apparently avoid execution.
Byron Black was convicted of shooting his girlfriend and her two daughters to death in 1988. He was sentenced to die and scheduled for execution this August, but he will likely avoid that date with the executioner, as the district attorney in Nashville has agreed with Black's defense team that he is mentally incompetent and therefore ineligible for the death penalty. Psychologists have determined that Black is mentally disabled, suffers from brain damage and schizophrenia, and cannot comprehend that he would be executed or why. If a county judge agrees, Black will be resentenced to life in prison without the chance for parole. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Britain is ending some of its most comprehensive COVID-19 testing and monitoring programs. It's a move some scientists fear will complicate efforts to track the virus and detect any worrisome new variants. Officials insist that high immunization rates will help dampen future waves of the disease. I'm Rich Denison, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.